This is Merit Montreal, the press attaché for Team Zimbabwe at the 2016 Rio Olympics.
Please give us an update of some of the results that came out today from Team Zimbabwe.
Today we witnessed the final eventing of the individual eventing in equestrian, where, if you remember very well, we have Camilla Kruger and her horse Sam the Man, who were doing the show, who were participating for the first time for Zimbabwe, making a debut appearance alongside four other countries. She concluded the whole event and was ranked at number 35 in an event that was won by German, followed by France getting the silver and USA the bronze. Apparently today in the show jumping event, she ranked the 12th after the first jump, but had a penalty, a score of 111.80. So obviously that dropped her slightly three places down, because yesterday she finished the cross-country championship ranked at number 32. Away from equestrian, we also had Martin Ponycroft in rowing. She went through the semifinals of the women's single scull in heat 3 of the quarterfinals, and she did manage to progress through to the semifinals that will be coming on the 13th of August at 9 a.m. In swimming with Sean Dunn, he is also a debutant for Zimbabwe. He swam in the 100 meters freestyle. There were 59 swimmers in that race, and he came in heat 2 of the event and managed to do a 50.87. This, much as it might look like, it did not qualify him to start off with for the semifinals, but he did set a new national record for Zimbabwe because he qualified at around 51 point something. So now he has a new national record, which he set here for himself after the swim today. I think basically that's what we had today. And the Mighty Warriors.
What about tomorrow? What can sporting fans in Zimbabwe and across the world look forward to from Team Zimbabwe?
Tomorrow we have a very lean schedule because we have our shooter, Mike Nicholson, who will be taking part in the double play, double trip. So that's basically the only event that Team Zimbabwe has tomorrow before Test event returns on Thursday, which is the 11th, for the signature event, the 200-meter backstroke.